What does it mean that Christ is our cornerstone? What does it mean that the stone that was rejected has become the capstone? What does it mean that Jesus, who over and over again was rejected and still over and over again is rejected, what does it mean that Jesus is our Savior? He's our Lord. I mean, what's it mean that we gather around this rejected Lord, this rejected stone? What does that all mean for us? I want you to listen to a story and to see what that means. I imagine a scene. It's a building site in ancient days. It's dusty like any other building site. And there's stacks of stones all over the place from all the building, the stacks of stones, they were delivered by Quarry Depot, you know, the big box store, up the road. And the walls of this massive building are pretty high. They're close to completion after 40 years of work. But things have ground to a halt, because the workers are close to completing the final corner. The corner which will lock together the walls, the corner that will hold so much weight of the roof. And this corner needs the exact right stone, the capstone, the head of the corner. Not only does this stone need to be up to that standard to hold all that weight and keeping the integrity of the building, this stone also must fit as the walls all meet in that one remaining spot. There's no fudge room anymore. This is where the walls meet. That stone needs to be perfect. But like I said, work has ground to a halt, because the stone that the builders had selected as a capstone, that stone doesn't fit. This stone that they had set aside a long time ago, as soon as it was delivered, they knew this is the one. And so they set it aside. They kind of propped it up so everybody would know this is the capstone. This is what we're working towards. This one day will be the last stone we put into place. And when they got there, they figured out it doesn't fit. So now the workers are scrambling. They're scrambling around the work site. They're going through all the remainders from all the Quarry Depot deliveries. They're frantically measuring, hoping to find another candidate for a stone. Because by now the foreman and the building designer, well, they're getting very impatient. They say, "What do you mean you don't have the right stone? The capstone is the most important. What have you been doing for 40 years? Over the course of days and weeks, many stones are found as possible candidates, and they're painstakingly lifted and placed in the corner, only to find that they too don't fit. And so those stones that don't fit, they throw them down from the height, and they become rubble. Meanwhile, this work site has not gone one day without a workplace accident. OSHA is not happy. Every day, workers are getting seriously injured. And it takes a while before someone notices that they're all getting injured by stumbling, by falling while walking, by getting tripped up. And then it takes a while longer to realize that these injured workers are all getting tripped up in the same area of the work site. So that during all these days of workplace injuries, you know, the frantic search for the capstone continues. People are frantically searching, working diligently all day, and these injuries keep happening. And when they realize that there's a single area where those injuries are taking place, the construction office sends over some executives, you know, the suits. And the suits are going to investigate. When the executives get to the area, they start watching the workers going to and fro, seeing if they can spot the problem. But they are terribly distracted in trying to watch because there's some worker who is shouting at everyone who passes by. Turns out the man's name is John, and others say he is kind of a self-appointed OSHA safety inspector. And he keeps it up every day, warning people about some random stone in a pile off to the side. He's saying that stone is the chosen stone, the capstone. They're getting so distracted by this John, it's all of his shouting. It's difficult to concentrate and see what's really happening. And it makes no sense what John's saying. The stone he's talking about is nothing special. Seems odd shaped. Comes from the wrong quarry, so it doesn't match up with the rest of the building. So finally, the executives get tired of John shouting, and they have him escorted off the premises. But distracted by hauling off John, the executives don't notice another injury take place. A worker stumbling over the stone that John had been pointing out. But someone must have seen this or put two and two together, because suddenly there's this group of workers gathered around this stone, the stone that John had been talking about. This group around this odd-shaped stone in the discard pile, the stone from the wrong quarry. The group gathers around the stone, and it kind of goes from like 12 people to 70 people to hundreds. Every day they get together around the stone and they tell all the other workers, this is the capstone. Don't look for another. This is the one. Well, furious at this commotion and insubordination, not being at work, the executives start hatching a plan. They try to discredit the instigators. Who are these unlearned men who think they know a capstone from any other stone? I mean, they don't carry degrees in engineering from some Big Ten school or something. But the crowds of workers keep forming around the stone. Finally, it's getting to be too much. Some executive asks if it could really be the capstone. And someone else says, it's from the Nazareth quarry. Can anything good come from there? And they start working out a plan to get rid of this false capstone. But they need to do it at a time when it's quiet, otherwise the crowd will riot. But they've got no choice. They've got to do it soon. It's getting out of hand. Just recently, it was a Sunday, and somehow the crowd borrowed a cart and a donkey team, and they lifted the stone onto the cart, and they paraded it around the worksite, saying, God bless the capstone. So another executive says, you know what? It would be better that one stone is smashed than for all of us to die here, never completing the work on this building. So on Thursday night, after all the workers had gone home except for that 12 most faithful to the stone, the executives ordered that a crew bring forward their own cart and equipment. And when they came to the 12 scattered, leaving the stone unguarded. The executives had told the crew to hoist the stone to the highest height and then drop it. Let it be smashed to bits. Now the faithful 12, they had scattered, but one came back, one of the faithful, and he was there, he saw it. He saw it when they hoisted up that stone, and it was right in the front of the spot of the corner waiting for the capstone. And you could see how this stone, rejected by executives, that this stone was a true fit for the head of the corner. It was the capstone, chosen by God. And you know how the rest of the story goes. They dropped that stone. It was smashed to bits. The ones faithful to that stone gathered up the pieces and placed them somewhere for honor. And 3 days later, that stone was back in one piece and sitting in the capstone spot, there as the head of the corner, truly the chosen stone. This is what it means that Christ is our cornerstone. This is what it means that we put our hopes on the stone that was rejected. But and God's word reveals Jesus to be the capstone. Jesus is rejected over and over again, but he is our Savior, our Lord. He was killed but rose again 3 days later to be the head of the corner on whom all things depend. And so we raise our voices in praise to the stone that truly fulfills all that we need for forgiveness, life, and salvation. We gather together around this rejected stone in what looks like a rubble pile, and we gather around, and it seems strange because everyone else has said, this stone will amount to nothing. But we see that this stone rejected has become the stone that was truly chosen by God. And next week is Palm Sunday. And we'll get the cart out and the donkey team out, and we'll hoist up that stone. We'll parade it around saying, Hosanna. Blessed is the stone who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.